Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go.
Did you hear that, by the way, this week?
I did, and I'm going to ignore it. Let's just move on. So, question number one, gentlemen, Sweet 16. Here we go. This is the first time all the one seeds have made the Sweet 16 since 2019. What team won the national title that year?
In 2019. Wow, I'm going to...
You have phone a friend. Gentlemen, converse. This shows you, by the way, how little people care about the sport.
I know.
And just like the event.
2019. So that's... 5 years ago?
Paul Sarah, do you have a guess?
Villanova.
Kenny Cott?
I'll agree with Paul.
Okay.
That's the Chris Jenkins year, so it has to be Villanova.
Wrong. Virginia won the title in 19, becoming the first team to ever win a title after losing to a 16.
Yeah, we're probably a year off.
The three programs that have the most NCAA tournament wins without a title...
Ooh. Without a title.
And it's Sweet 16 inspired.
Okay, so I'm going to go right with the current and local. I'm going to go Gonzaga is one. It has to be one of them.
46 tournament wins, no title. That's one. Okay. Two more to go. This music's ridiculous, by the way.
I know.
Ridiculous.
How about, oh, God.
Paul Sarah, Kenny Cott.
There's a Big Ten team I'm thinking of, but I don't know if they've won enough.
Just say it.
Like Wisconsin.
No. No. Paul Sarah.
I have no idea.
Oh, right. This is bad.
Illinois?
That's one. 44 wins. Okay. No championship. Okay. The other, in town tonight, Purdue.
Purdue.
46 wins, no title. So this is the first Sweet 16 without these three blue bloods. First time since 1989.
Kentucky.
One.
Kansas.
Two.
And you have to consider Michigan State a blue blood.
No. Here's a hint. I called this program spoiled milk, and I said no one cares about them because of where they are geographically.
Oh, UCLA.
Nailed it. First Sweet 16 to not feature at least one of those three since 1989.
I know I'm going to be called out for calling Michigan State a blue blood, but in the last 30 years, they are.
People would have to care. All right. Here you go, Roberto. This one's for you. Blank-a-doodle-doo. No, I'm kidding. Here we go.
South Carolina.
Blank Willow. All right. Blank is undefeated versus Sweet 16 teams this year, going 7-0 and beating six of them. This is a team in the Sweet 16. 7-0.
Yes.
And it spans beating six of the teams.
Okay, so that means they have to be in the same conference. So that would have to be, I'm going to guess, Purdue.
Got it. Excellent work by you.
Thank you. All right.
If these two teams win today, we get a rematch of this early 80s classic finals matchup.
Oh, wow. All right. Early 80s.
And both these teams would have to win today.
All right. Hold on. So, 80s.
This is live radio, Mike.
I know.
He's getting a piece of paper.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm going through the list of time I had. So, okay. So, 85 is Villanova. They're not in it. 86 was Louisville. They're not in it.
I can hear his brain churning.
87 is Indiana. They're not in it. 88 is Kansas. They're not in it.
Early
80s. Early 80s.
You want a hint?
No.
Okay.
I don't want a hint. Arizona.
This music's
out, so
awesome.
I love this music. Let's see, Gonzaga. No. Oh, NC State Houston.
He got, look at it, out of nowhere. I thought he was faltering. I thought he was about to pass out. Yes.
83.
1983.
Great question.
Move over, Greg Hargrave. Michael Stone's here.
Survive in advance, Jim Valvano.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. This blue blood is trying to end their longest championship drought since they broke their last one in 1991.
It's Duke. That's easy because they won in 91.
There we go. Hey, listen, this is Stump the Stump. I'm trying to make these difficult but gettable. I don't want to do what Roberto does where it's by the numbers and he goes,
right.
Three.
Right.
Texas.
Right.
All right.
They're going to be coaches, you know.
This program is playing in their ninth straight Sweet 16, the longest streak in the nation.
I'm going to say Gonzaga.
You're right. You're right.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, have you ever seen Mark Few and Skip Bayless in the same location? They look alike to me. I don't know why.
And if you'd like, you could add someone else to the bunk bed. It's called the Crypt Keeper.
Yes, all exactly.
Right. This is Blank's 28th NCAA tournament. Blank has advanced to the Elite Eight just three times in that span, and not since 2008.
I need that question repeated.
Okay. This is a coach.
Mm-hmm.
This is Blank coaches, 28th NCAA tournament.
Wow.
Only has gotten to the Elite Eight three times and hasn't done it since 08. The music.
Oh, it's got to be Rick Barnes.
He's on fire. Okay. Name the two remaining Sweet 16 programs not named Clemson and Bama.
Okay.
That have also never made a Final Four.
Oh, wow.
Never have made a Final Four.
Purdue has when they had
I won't
Rick
even
Mount.
Bother with Kenny because he is done. He can't handle
Illinois
this.
Illinois made the Final Four. Did you say a Sweet 16 team?
This is a Sweet 16 inspired Stump the Stone.
Okay, so it could have been a team that was eliminated yesterday then. They would qualify. So that would be Iowa State would be one, I would think.
Wrong. I'm not kidding.
When did Iowa State make the Final Four? Wow.
Well, that'll be a question next. Go ahead. Do you want the answer?
Yeah.
For Creighton.
Wow.
And Tennessee.
Yeah, I knew Tennessee because Tennessee's...
Not even Bernard King could get them there.
I know. Well, I thought like Alabama is playing Alabama Clemson. I think neither team has won the Final Four, right?
Right. It's programs not named Clemson and Bama.
Okay, that's right.
Now, you had brought up Iowa State. That was going to be the next question. So I'll just give it to you. They're the team who's trying to end the longest drought of getting back to the Final Four.
Well, they lost, so they're done.
1944.
Oh, wow.
Just listen. You
remember that game when Smith passed the ball? No.
What about Boo Bowers? All right.
That's right.
Boom. What coach still in the tournament has the most all-time tournament wins?
still in the tournament. Well, it's got to be Mark Few.
Got it. 43.
Mm-hmm.
How many national championships have the remaining 16 head coaches combined to win in their career?
Do I need a bracket to look at the who's still left? Or is that cheating?
No. All 16. Okay. The games yesterday, the games tonight. How many national titles between all coaches?
Okay, so... Hurley's got one, so there's one.
Okay.
Kelvin Sampson has none. Shaka's got none. Underwood's got none.
I think it's just the one that I just said.
Danny Hurley winning a title last year.
And by the way, this is what's wrong with college basketball. All of the legendary coaches have said, F this, I'm out.
Yeah, you're right. Izzo, Jay Wright. The Aardvark, that's Krzyzewski, for those of you who don't know how I call me Aardvark, but yes.
Now, the last one, this is a Stony old school to cap this. Are you ready?
Yes.
How old was John Wooden when he won his first title, and what year of college coaching was he in? And I will allow a variance of plus or minus two on each of these answers. How old was the Wizard of Westwood when he won his first title?
He was probably, it was like 1964, and he retired, it's like 78 or something like that. So I'm going to say like 49, and it was probably in his, fifth year of coaching UCLA.
He was 58 when he won his first title.
Wow.
And he was in his 18th year of coaching.
Oh, that's right, because he was head coach at when I played at Purdue, but I don't know if they ever coached there or just coached at UCLA. I don't remember.
So I got one less.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. I owe you an apology. He was 53 when he won his first championship.
I was off by 4 years.
Okay. Two remaining head coaches left in this deal are 53. One of them lost last night. Hubert Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Can you name the other?
Who's 53 or 53 or older?
53 and in his 20th year of coaching. Yet to win a title.
That's got to be either Painter or Sam. Okay.
Nailed it, okay. And I'm proud of you.
Matt Painter.
I hope you enjoyed.
I did, absolutely.
Something for the Sweet 16, maybe you're heading to the game.
Yes.
Boy, does Rick Barnes suck as a coach.
I know.
All right. That is Stump the Stoney.
Very good. Nice questions.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 97.1. Now, hold on. You want to do your thing here, or do you want ticket text?
I think you can do ticket text first.
Okay, do the text first, and then I'm turning it over to you.
Okay.
Stump the Stone, great segment. Stoney was on a heater. Love it. He was gaining momentum as we kind of barreled down the highway there.
Love the game, Stoney. This is from Donna and Chelsea. I love Stoney and Mike together. So happy Stoney is still bouncing around.
Well, he's here Monday with me as well.
That's right. Absolutely.
We're going to have a good time.
And the Wings and Tigers better have good weekends.
Yeah, or your tenor is going to change a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
This one on the Wings that we were just talking about. Vancouver has been crap for years. Now they're in first place. No excuse for the Wings anymore.
That's a good example. I'll give you that.
It's just at a certain point, you hired Yzerman to be special. Mm-hmm. If it takes you 6 years, like by for all intents and purposes, it's going to take till year six to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't know how special you are.
And if I have to hear another person bring up Kenny Holland, at a certain point, you don't get to blame your predecessor.
No.
You just don't. Because, he had to restock the minors. Really? Where are they? You're the third oldest team in the league.
Talking about wanting to fire coaches or people being on the hot seat in this town, somebody says, even look at MSU. Tom needs to be looked at as not beyond reproach.
Listen, John Calipari was on the hot seat.
Yes, he was.
Okay? I am just tired of this idea. Well, how can you say that Tom loves the school? It's simple. You either do everything in your power to win a second national title or you die trying. If you're not going to hit the portal, if you're not going to pay to play, if you're not going to tell good kids that are bad basketball players to get the hell out, it's time.
Well, he says he's going to die trying, so we'll take him for his word.
Then get in the portal. Go get me a kid like this Matt Nelson kid for Bama.
How about the center from Yale who just went into the portal?
Fine. Fine. Anybody. Two legs and a heartbeat. Anybody.
Lalonde needs to be let go. 30% of the roster needs to be flipped. If the Wings don't make the playoffs next year, Yzerman needs to go.
If they don't, and again, I don't even want to start the next year talk because we haven't seen the offseason yet. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it just goes without saying. You cannot have 6 years, no playoffs, and you were championed as an elite home run hire. And please, don't do the lazy Wojo thing where, you made fun of Harbaugh, too. 7 years, him pimping your school, and then a three-year run of cheating his balls off.
Oh, well, I'm not going to get in that argument.
You don't have to get into the argument.
I know.
I'll have it with you, but I don't want to hear it.
But still, the difference between...
The guy was winning 80% of his games.
That's my point, yes. He had the one crappy year. Then look, I wanted him fired after COVID, too.
It's the same thing when people bring up the Dan Campbell thing. Oh, well, you weren't happy with Dan Campbell when he was 1-6. Yeah, he was on his way to being 3-20 after 2 years. No coach has ever kept their job. Try again. Now, what do you have for me? I'm not mad at you.
I know.
What do you got?
I can't explain anything. There's a guy who works here who tweeted this out, and maybe I take his tweets a little too seriously because I think he's a troll, basically. Not as a human being, but as a social media troll.
Oh, this is the thing you told me about, but you didn't tell me who.
Yes, I said one of our colleagues said this. You guess who tweeted that? It's a new segment. The tweet said UConn would beat the Pistons, wouldn't they? And I'm sitting there looking. I said, all right.
This is the worst opinion in the history of this station.
It's like every year. It's like when the Lions were 0-16, Alabama, or whoever was the best team in the
Detroit Pistons, even this current iteration.
They beat Connecticut by 40.
Easily. These are professionals. These are grown-ass men. It's such an awful take. It's equally as bad as the could Caitlin Clark play in the NBA. No.
No. She wouldn't get a shot off.
No.
She's a great college player, women's...
Who tweeted it? I guessed Gator.
No. Rieger.
Oh, God. Is he being serious or is it trolling?
Well, he did have a question mark. UConn would beat the Pistons, wouldn't they?
The question mark is a way of giving yourself an escape hatch once everyone figures out you're an idiot.
Right.
Or, that's a god-awful take.
Now, a little birdie told us he's joking, but I don't know. I've seen better comedians make worse jokes than that.
Listen, the whole idea of this is you could take the most dominant college team in history. You could take Cal's best team in Kentucky. You could take UNLV 1990. You could take 09 UNC with 6 first-round picks. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'll take the worst NBA team. They will absolutely demolish a college team.
Yeah.
Period.
Look, it's more realistic in basketball than it is football, but every year that people say, "Oh, you know, Alabama, the USC, when they had Reggie, they could beat the worst NFL
team." The 0-16 Lions would have beaten the best Alabama team by 4 touchdowns,
right?
Or more.
And you know why? Because Alabama, a good Alabama team, might have had 9 guys on that team, 10
right,
maybe, who played the NFL.
We make
the
fun
Lions,
of the
as bad as they are, had 53 NFL players.
You can make fun of the Pistons. Lord knows I do, and
yes,
deservedly so.
Damn right.
But they have 12 guys. Right now, they probably have 9 that are NBA players.
Correct.
Now, bad ones, But it doesn't matter.
Right.
They're still paid professional.
I know you have guys like Buddy Boeheim and people like that who are now playing because of injuries and things like that. So I understand that would maybe make the point differential, you know, lessen
Fine.
A little
They'd
bit.
They lose by 25 yes. instead of 50.
Right.
I hate takes like that.
I know.
I hate it.
Now, there is a sport where a college team could beat a professional team for one game.
I'm listening.
Baseball. You have one pitcher who's like Paul Skeens could come in and for one, last year for LSU and one and pitch a shutout.
Now here's your problem. The bats.
Yeah.
Well, you can't put wooden bats in the college players' hands. I think that's going to work.
Right, but the you can have maybe a stud-ass pitcher throw a shutout and you can get one run maybe.
That's a big maybe, but
yeah,
fine.
It's if you wanted
that's to
probably
one.
The easiest one.
Oh, now there's Rieger right sports. There. Jeff, that's not a serious take, is it? Come on, tell me that's a joke. Just please tell me that's a joke. I mean, that's so bad.
Because if it's not a joke,
Jeff, come in.
I think we have to figure out whether his health insurance plan covers,
lobotomies. Is that troll? Just say it was trolling and I can move on with my day. Is it trolling?
With the UConn tweet?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm watching UConn yesterday, and they're pretty great. And the first thing that popped in my head after I watched them wipe the floor with San Diego State was...
A team that may have nobody who can make the NBA, by the way.
That's fair. But I thought to myself, nobody's beating this team. So the second thing I thought was, man, good basketball is fun.
Mm-hmm.
12 wins. Pistons have 12 wins or historically
They're an NBA
bad.
Basketball
yeah.
team.
Yes.
That's fine.
You got to stop.
I don't necessarily believe it, but sorry, having a little fun on a Thursday night.
No, you don't need to be sorry to us. No. I just wanted to make sure you were kidding. Because
yes.
Well, if that's a serious take.
Well, people are very upset about it. Like, I tweeted it in passing, and then I woke up this morning, and then this afternoon again, I was taking a little nap with my daughter, and people are very upset. All the NBA, dignitaries.
Dignitaries
the NBA
have.
Dignitaries that cover the NBA, they're very upset by this tweet. It's taught me that maybe we all could, this is crazy, have a little sense of humor and understand that our pro basketball team's a joke.
I don't understand how anyone could be upset if you're just screwing around. First of all, if you're wasting...
Social media, you say it all the time, Michael.
It's
social media.
The people who are upset at you ought to be upset that they're even on social media. But second of all, your team's 12-61. If you're all bummed out, be quiet. There's your best course. Just be quiet.
Anybody that's upset, anybody
crazy.
Like it is crazy because they should be used to watching jokes. They watch the Pistons every night.
And there it is. All right. Thank you.
Honestly, you got 12 wins.
I know, but it's an insane take. The Pistons, this one, the Buddy right. Boeheim led Pistons would beat UConn by 30.
I don't think by 30.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I think UConn would.
I don't know. I can't help you.
Though. I just watched Kentucky lose to Oakland, guys.
But Kentucky's...
Guys, again!
These are paid again, professional.
Calm down!
We are calm.
It's just a ridiculous assertion.
That was about 98% fun and joke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Great conversation during the break.
Absolutely. By the way, I got a text from my neighbor, Mark, whose wife is Jenny, and he said, Jenny should make some brookies for you.
No, I don't. Listen, you were pimping brookies during a commercial about brookies. It's unacceptable. It was not personal, Mark.
I know.
I'm sure the brookies are electric.
Right.
All right. Kenny, ticket texts, please.
By the numbers, first time I'm hearing it, but I hope this segment stays.
It will, yes. And we think we've got it in a good place because now Roberto, he's like a kid who has to turn in his homework. Kenny has to at least proofread.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we had one like 2 weeks ago, Stoney, and Roberto was like, the number three! And I'm like, three what? It
comes, what number comes after two?
Right. What sport?
Seven.
Ted Lindsay.
Go ahead.
We got some Steve Botts coming in. In hockey rebuilds correctly done, take 8 to 10 years. Eisenman has done a solid B-plus job after Holland basically drove the franchise out of existence.
It's 8 to 10 with a few exceptions as far as becoming a championship team. It should not take 6 years to make the playoffs. Next year is year six.
You're the perfect customer. I hope you sign another check. I hope you give the Wings all your money and get nothing back. And enjoy another non-playoff here. Do whatever you like. He's doing such a great job. Why don't you go buy those players' lounge suites? Do whatever you like. Hell, why don't we just make Steve governor? Do whatever you like. I don't care. Wake me up when we make the playoffs. And barring a miracle, it's not going to be this year. God, I wish I could have a job where I could do nothing. Imagine taking over a radio show. Hey, it takes 5 years to win. No, it doesn't. Next.
Listen, the Wings look old and slow. They have to work their ass off on defense, which hurts them offensively, period. That's from A2 and Tecumseh.
Yeah, and by the way, their defensive core sucks. Yes. Who built it? Who put it together? Like all the people bitching about Hull and Petrie and all these guys, who paid them? Who decided they were the ones who needed to be here?
Steve.
That was rhetorical, but I appreciate your support.
I know.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Because not everybody out there, I know it was rhetorical. Not everybody out there does, though.
I love it. This show has flown by. Go ahead, Kenny.
Troy and Monty need to be launched into space.
Amen. This is going to be, on a sports level, not a legal level, one of the most criminal things I've ever seen is that if Troy Weaver's allowed to run a draft and spend $60-plus million in cap space, I never have seen something like it in my life.
It will be crazy.
It will surpass Matt Millen.
The question is though, person who's making that decision,
does he know the season started?
Well, is he going to be able to hire the right person this time?
No, it's why the league stepped in on Sam Hinkie the Sixers.
I know.
The league needs to step in.
Well,
this is,
you know,
Chernobyl.
I'll argue that. The league shouldn't have stepped in with Sam Hinkie because they got him Colangelo, and that was worse.
Even worse. And then Elton Brand panicked and did three bad deals. But the point I'm making is there has to be oversight when a train goes off the tracks. Someone has got to come in and go, hold on now. This is the fifth derailment in a week. We got a problem here. Why?
The Tigers are definitely going to have to manufacture runs. Love our pitching, though. Still say we're winning the division with 92 wins. Wow, optimistic.
Wow, 92 wins?
Love to see it.
Well, they did get some good news yesterday in a perverse way. Royce Lewis got hurt again.
Jesus, Mary.
I mean, he's arguably their best player.
He is the Twins' best player.
He just gets hurt every year.
Correct. I don't care anymore. I want to win so bad. I don't care. I hope the whole team gets food poisoning. Let's win.
Oh, can you imagine doing shows down at Comerica again like you did? We all did during the World Series and the playoffs. There was such a buzz going around.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you know, the team we're partners with would win.
Yes,
something
right
would help us.
It would be nice
instead of it being one giant funeral procession after Memorial Day.
I know. The Lions are our salvation.
Hey, we're handing Miggy a rocking chair. Come on out, Rieger. What do you got next?
I've enjoyed this, guys.
I've enjoyed this. I've been listening. I've enjoyed it. I'm on for 35 minutes, but we're going to talk a little Red Wings. You guys have inspired me. Here's the thing, though.
I forgot to tell you something.
What? What?
We did bring this up. What is it with that guy who calls your show?
Which one?
Mr. P here,
oh,
Jeffy
yeah,
Poo.
It's positive. Oh, Stoney loves that guy.
I like him as Greg. He just doesn't have to call himself Mr. Positive.
Calls Wojo and I the dynamic duo.
Yeah, I don't care. I can't handle
it. Every call gets a little weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Takes it to uncomfortable places.
And I turn the channel. Oh. I'm just, I can't do it. Can't do
He's
it.
He's a P1.
I don't care.
Oh.
Next.
Oh. Fair enough. Fair enough. We're going to talk about the Wings. I will say this, though. Yesterday's basketball was fantastic. Watching the Tigers. No?
Yeah. It was all right. Some games, the Illinois-Iowa State game was good.
Wouldn't know. I had to go to bed. I was exhausted.
Obviously, the North Carolina-Alabama game was good until Hubert's guy.
I enjoyed UConn because at the half, I took a minus 14 and a half, and they won by 30.
Okay, no one cares. Oh, okay. What's
the
topic?
Did you do any prop bets?
I'm out. All right. This is me leaving. I'm done.
No, we're going to talk about the Red Wings. We're going to talk a little bit about the Tigers. I mean, yesterday was fun, and Javi Baez, of course, got the game-winning run. Tarek Skubal looked fantastic. So we're just going to run through it for about 35 minutes, and we'll get you to Pistons basketball. Pistons, a big one in D.C. against the Wizards.
You're the best.
Trying to end an 8-game losing skid.
Batting eighth.
In my refrigerator, Javi, the coffee.
Well, I was thinking about this yesterday. Let's say Javi Baez just lit the world on fire. Let's say we started booing him at Comerica because that's what he likes, and he just hit the hell out of the baseball.
Great.
What would that apology look like?
There wouldn't be an apology.
No.
You came here and earned $50 million.
We'd be happy.
You were the worst singular player in the game. Apology?
Is he the one guy in Detroit sports that you've ever doubted that you knew would never come back? Like, there's no chance for him. Like, I'm trying to think of guys that we totally doubted, and they actually got the last laugh, like the Jim Harbaughs of the world, right? We totally doubted that guy. He wins a national championship. Right. Like, Javi's got to be the one guy, though, that nobody...
Well, if Javi can cheat his way for 3 years to learning how to hit again, there's always that. Eighth.
That's short.
Batting third. Not Javi Baez. Not. Yeah. All right, so we got Stoney, Monday, we do it again.
Yes, absolutely.
Kenny, tremendous work today. Rieger is next. Jeffy Poo is next.
Big game tomorrow. I kind of feel Washington will lose to Boston. If the Wings beat Florida, we're right back there.
Okay,
come on, right back. Right back.
Go Panthers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.